We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? Welcome into Chiefs News Daily with yours truly. I'm Haley Lewis. This is a brand new series. If you're just now joining us here on KCSN, we're bringing you Chiefs News every single day right here, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time. This is your new source for that daily Chiefs news, right? We're going to have updates, rumors, all the content that you don't want to miss. We're going to wrap it all up in just 10 minutes. Let's start by taking a look at the socials, my favorite place to be according to my screen time usage. First up, we head out to Twitter. The Royals announcing that Coach Reed will be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch on opening day over at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals kick off their season at home on March 28th, hosting the Minnesota Twins, and I guess they're looking for a little bit of winning mojo from the three-time Super Bowl champ. Hopefully Coach Reed has a bit of a better arm than Kelsey. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go look it up. The game's going to start at 3:10 p.m., and the first 30,000 fans receive a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead. I would go if I were you. The word on the streets is that there might be some current or some former Chiefs players there, maybe including their part owner, Patrick Mahomes. Well, the newest addition to the kingdom has already been spotted out with QB1. It didn't take long at all, a little over like 24 hours after signing with the reigning Super Bowl champs. Mahomes and Hollywood Brown are spotted together. Mahomes sharing this on his Instagram story. A picture of him and Hollywood Brown working out with Bobby Stroop. I guess Mahomes is ready to see what his newest offensive weapon is really all about. We know that in years past, Mahomes has invited receivers down to his home in Texas for some additional offseason work, and it looks like Brown is already ready to roll. Well, Jarius Sneed likes to keep the people guessing, and we all like to keep taking the bait, myself included. This season, we traded our Chris Jones Twitter and Instagram watch for the Jarius Sneed Show. I can't blame you, because you'd be crazy not to stay on top of this. We want the updates, because we all want LJ to stay in Kansas City. Now, will he stay or will he go? I think that's still up in the air, but the quarterback might be hinting at something on his IG story. He shared this today on his story. It's a quote saying, "Know the difference between those who stay to feed the soil and those who come to grab the fruit." Huh? Now, I'm most likely really grabbing here and playing into the fact that I like to just think I'm an FBI agent when it comes to creeping around on the gram. But, Tucker, I'm going to need you to put up those little emoji eyes, because that's how everyone's feeling right now. All right, let's go on to some more factual news. The Chiefs tweeted out that they have been named one of the five finalists for the Sports Team of the Year by Sports Business Journal. The Chiefs were joined by Inter Miami CF, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Texas Rangers, and the Vegas Golden Knights. Now, a big reason KC made the list was because of the work they put in on the field. As we all know, the Chiefs qualified for a sixth straight AFC Championship game in January of 2024, marking the second longest conference championship streak in NFL history. KC also went on to overcome a 10-point deficit against the 49ers in Super Bowl 58 to secure the club's fourth Lombardi Trophy and marked the club's third championship in the past five seasons. So the winners are going to be announced in Times Square, New York City. That's coming up on Wednesday, May 22nd. Go Chiefs, hope they get it. All right, let's jump back into some free agency talk. Let's recap what has happened for the Chiefs so far. They have added wide receiver Hollywood Brown, tight end Irv Smith Jr., punter Matt Araiza, and they parted ways with tight end Jody Fortson. He went to the Dolphins. Nick Allegretti went to the Commanders. Linebacker Willie Gay went to the Saints, and punter Tommy Townsend to the Texans. Now, if you ask me, it's been pretty solid so far, and others are thinking so too. We got Kate Adams from the Up and Adams Show joining us now. Kate, weighing in on the Chiefs' free agency thus far.
And we got to say, like, the clear winner, slam dunk, unquestionably, of all of free agency is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's bleak in that AFC West outside of Kansas City right now.
It's kind of
with the way this offseason's unfolded.
It's kind of a balloon popper, you know? It's kind of like it takes the air out of the room sort of thing. But it's so true. And then you look at the division as a whole, and we're going to dig into it. So thanks, Hammer, for all the research you did on this. But we were, like, sort of laughing at the comedy of errors. That right now, of course, there's still optimism. The draft is ahead. Things can happen. But, I mean, you look at what could have happened to KC with 31 teams were manifesting with some sort of Ouija board thing in their basements the past couple of months to happen to these champions. How can we take them out? Like, well, Chris Jones will go away. They won't be able to re-sign him. Snead is going to hit free agency. They're not going to be able to bring back Tranquil, all this. But Brett Veach, as always, in his bag, finds a way to bring 95 back in the folds. Tag Snead, adds Marquise Brown, low-risk situation. Now, of course, Snead could still end up getting moved here, but the Chiefs won't end up empty-handed no matter what they do there. The only thing left to figure out is the left tackle spot with Donovan Smith still sitting out there on the market. But other than that, Kansas City is basically running it back again across the board.
Well, free agency isn't the only place the Chiefs are going to snag some talent in this offseason. The draft is coming up really fast. It's just a little over a month away. Kansas City, with a few position groups, are probably going to target, one of those being the defensive line. And a key name that continues to come up is Mizzou standout Darius Robinson. The defensive lineman met formally with the Chiefs earlier this month at the NFL Combine, and he took some time to share his thoughts with the KCSN crew, as well as his draft capital and how he feels going into this one. Here's Tucker Franklin and Maddie Lane.
Tell me about that experience a little bit, going down to Mobile, getting to show out kind of on that stage, and what it kind of felt like to have all that attention on you after the fact.
So it was a great opportunity. Honestly, for me, I just had three goals going to the senior bowl. My first goal was just be better than the last time I was on tape. So, like, when we played Ohio State, make sure I look better than I was last. Have fun and just show why I'm the best defensive lineman in the draft. And I feel like I was just made simple goals and just went down there and went to work. And, it was fun. I think a lot of people kind of blew it out of proportion a little bit as far as me, like, doing this crazy stuff, because it's like, if you really watch Mizzou tape, I've been doing this the whole season. It's just a bigger stage because these are the best college players. And I don't mean it in quotation. These are the best college players, but, I mean, humbly, I've been doing this the whole season. It just was another opportunity for me to grow. But I had a blast. Made a lot of good friendships with some of the other D linemen, and, you know, thankful for this opportunity.
All right, right now, Robinson is a projected early-round pick. He returned to Mizzou for a fifth season, actually, this past year. In 12 games, he recorded 43 tackles, 14 tackles for loss, 8.5 sacks. Now, those stats, along with his combine numbers, should put him up in the top 50 picks of the draft. The Chiefs, of course, have their first pick in round one at pick 32. All right, let's get to some of our loyal listeners so far. Three episodes in, can even call it that. But you guys are here, and we're happy you're here on Chiefs News Daily. Remember, we want you to be a part of the show. Get involved. It's not all just me talking. We want to talk with you. Make sure you join our LLC. That's the Exclusive Loyal Listeners Club. It's free to join. You get some perks for supporting the show as well. Also, we can interact. You can talk with me and also other fans. And like I said, winning cool stuff. Winning cool stuff is fun. Click the link in the description. Find out how to join the LLC. It costs you nothing. So we want to give some shout outs off the top. A big old thank you to some of these people for signing up right away. D. Bullard, A.I. Haley O., Stephen C., Brian Ked, Lee 87, Number One Chiefs Fan, Wichita Chiefs 72, and Dr. Griffin. Just to name a few, we appreciate y'all's support. All right, now let's get to some of your questions. We start with Dr. Hop 63. Will the Chiefs sign another wide receiver in free agency? It's unlikely, but you're not wrong in the fact that the Chiefs do still need another receiver in addition to Hollywood Brown. Wide receiver room could really use a lot of depth. Now, Brown stepping in for MVS is obviously an upgrade, but Kansas City still really needs to bolster up that position group. They're likely going to draft a receiver, maybe even two if they can find one. But getting another one in the free agency probably isn't going to happen. If you look at the market, they have a little cap space. Who's left on the market? Probably not going to pan out. So don't expect Veach to get someone in free agency, but do expect him to bolster up that position group, helping Rashee Rice and Brown as well in the NFL draft as it's coming up here quickly. On to another question from George W. Do you expect the Chiefs to find their running back two in the draft or free agency? And who might someone be that you're keeping your eye on? I like this question because it's a big question. You know, a lot of people are wondering. Clearly, Isaiah Pacheco is the starter. Who helps him out? You know, you got Jerick McKinnon, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They're both free agents. If they don't, they could opt to retain them. But if they don't, are they going to look in the draft or free agency? Now, I think they'll definitely go for the draft side of things. But if they find a veteran running back, maybe look at some free agents like Cordell Patterson. His name pops out to me. Damian Harris, also a name. So check them both out. But draft prospects, go look at Oregon's Bucky Irving or even USC's Marshawn Lloyd. Those are two names that pop out to me. All right, that's another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Thank you for joining us. Make sure to join us tomorrow at 7 p.m. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.